चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चकौपितृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितनं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः I offer my Dandavat pranams, unlimited Dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my divine Diksha Guru, Paramarajadev, Shri Guru Paramparma, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I also offer my unlimited Dandavat pranams to my Shiksha Guru, Parampujapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and to all the great Maharajas and Prabhus here. Although I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1966 at his famous 26 Second Avenue, and although I've been with all the other devotees singing and calling out Jaya Prabhupada for almost 30 years, until I met Srila Narayan Maharaj, I didn't know the meaning of either Jai or Prabhupada, and Maharaj taught me both. About 3 years ago, Srila Narayan Maharaj gave one class that the guru should be Jai Jukta. He should be Jai, meaning victorious. For so many years, we've been saying the Jai Dvani prayers, Jai Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad. And I only knew that Jai meant victory, nothing else. But Maharajji explained that in order to have one person or one party be victorious, you have to have another party be defeated. So he's saying that my mind and my senses are one paksha, they're on one side. And you, Gurudev, Vrindadevi, Purnamasi, all the Brijabasis, you're the other paksha. You're on the other side. So I beg that your side should be victorious over my mind and senses. And when there's a victorious party, that victorious party controls the defeated party. So I beg you that you take over my mind and senses, and you totally control my mind and senses. This is the meaning of Jai. Then also about 3 years ago, he explained the meaning of Prabhupada. We know Prabhupada's definition from the Bhagavatam and from Prabhupada himself, that one who has assumed the post, who represents the post of the Supreme Lord, and who's fully controlled in his own mind and senses and can guide his disciples in that way. But Maharaj gave an expanded meaning of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhu means Krishna, but Krishna is not complete. Krishna is only half. He's only complete when there's Srimati Radharani. In fact, he's Nirvishesh Brahma without Srimati Radharani. So Prabhupada is one who secondarily glorifies the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and primarily glorifies the love of Srimati Radharani. Hey Guru, Gyanadad, this prayer that we say to the Guru, that he's always engaged in glorifying the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. So who is a servant of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? Who is a follower of Sri Rupa Goswami, the most intimate servant of Srimati Radharani? And who in his spiritual form is practically as beautiful and whose dress is practically the same as Sri Rupa Goswami in his spiritual form and his service to Srimati Radharani is the deep meaning of Srila Prabhupada. So by Maharaj's mercy, we know that. Then, as Maharaj said today in the early class, we go on parikrama for the main purpose of developing feelings of separation for the Leela and for Radha and Krishna and their associates. He explained 2 or 3 years ago at the disappearance day of his own Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, that we have this ceremony of Tirubhav Titi Mahotsav for the express purpose of developing separation. So this is our purpose for being here today, is to feel separation from Srila Prabhupada. As Maharaj explained this morning, in the siddha stage, meeting is higher than separation, because in meeting there's also separation. And both Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada often gave the example that the gopis cursed Lord Brahma for giving them eyelids. So when they blinked for 1/1,000,000,000 of a second, that blinking was as unbearable as many millions of years of not seeing Krishna. So surely there's separation in meeting. So meeting is more desirable in siddha, but separation is more desirable in sadhana. Especially since I've learned from Maharajji that we never really met Prabhupada. Although I received 90 letters from him, and although he invited me to paint in his quarters at 26 Second Avenue, and I had had hundreds of thousands of exchanges with him, I realize only now that I never met him, and I'm waiting to meet him. In 1968, Prabhupada wrote me one letter, "Wait for the days when I will give you a tour of Vrindavan." So it hasn't happened yet, so I know he wants us to wait for those days. So in sadhana, separation is the desirable, so that we can actually meet. We don't pray that Prabhupada should be here with us now. We pray, Kodamore Atmasata. We pray that allow me to be with you where you are. Until I met Srila Narayan Maharaj, I had no idea, neither I think did any of my god brothers or god sisters, any idea where Prabhupada is, what to speak of asking him to be with him. But by Maharaj's mercy, we know that in his form in Chaitanya Lila, he's traveling throughout the universes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in every second going to a new universe and staying in the other one. And at the same time, dancing and singing and serving Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sweta Dweep in Goloka Vrindavan. We also know that along with Rupa Manjari and all of her followers, Srila Prabhupada is serving Radha and Krishna day and night as the very intimate servant and sometimes chokidar, Maharaj even said. Sometimes Prabhupada is a chokidar at the gate of Seva Kunj. Or Saradavi Sugata Kunj sometimes. So we pray for that separation. Maharaj explained that sometimes when the Mahotsavas are very fancy, very grand, we get so caught up in the celebrations that we forget to feel separation. But sometimes when we speak, maybe a drop of tear will come. I was with Srila Maharajji when he was at 26 Second Avenue, and he was expressing how I've waited so many years to come to this place. He said that even when Prabhupada was at 26 Second Avenue, he received about 100 letters from him every time something happened, when he incorporated ISKCON, when he was turning hippies into happies. Every time he wrote to Maharaj. And then all of a sudden, Maharaj started crying and his whole body began trembling and his feet began shaking and he couldn't speak for some time. And then he took his uttariya and wiped away the tears from his eyes underneath his glasses and then continued to speak in glorification of Prabhupada. So I pray that a shadow of a atom of a sprinkle of Maharaj's love for Srila Prabhupada comes into my heart. We can understand who Prabhupada is by his songs, and that was revealed to us also by Srila Maharajji, that as we sang this morning, Govinda is resting in your heart, and you are resting in the heart of Govinda. That means everywhere Govinda goes in Vrindavan, in all of his pastimes, Prabhupada is in his heart, and he's always resting. That is, he actually takes rest with his friends and associates in the heart of Srila Prabhupada. It means that Prabhupada is always immersed in the Leela, and he's actually entered into the Leela by his bhavana, by his consciousness. Just as the gopis during the day were talking about Krishna, and by their consciousness, they actually entered into Vrindavan forest and had pastimes with Krishna by their consciousness. I once asked Prabhupada, just before he went to San Francisco for the first time in 1967, I heard that he was going to be leaving in a few days. So I said, when will you be leaving? I heard you're leaving. So he said, do you think I would ever leave you? Don't think like that. I am always with you, and you are always with me. And one time when he visited Boston, we were standing right next to each other and talking, and I got the realization by his mercy that although he's here, although he appears to be here, he's not actually here, but he's in Goloka Vrindavan. Just like Uddhava, when he was speaking with Vidura, he was in Dwarka and simultaneously on earth, speaking with Vidura. I had many, many wonderful experiences with him, and I understand from Ulla Bhakriti that this morning is not the time to talk about them, but this evening is. But I'll just tell one quick one. We were at Tompkins Square Park, where Maharajji also went with us when he was in New York this year. And we were on stage, and there were many thousands of people chanting and dancing along with the Hare Krishna mantra. And Prabhupada had to leave early to go back to his quarters at 26 Second Avenue. So Rai Rama and I accompanied him, and I was carrying his harmonium. And we were crossing the street, and I was thinking, oh, this is so heavy. And exactly at the moment that I thought that, Prabhupada immediately said to Rai Rama, take the harmonium. Then we went back to the apartment, and I painted in the room right next to Prabhupada. And so I was painting for about a half hour, and he called me into the room and had me sit down. And he said, do you know how big this universe is? It's 4.5 billion miles in diameter. And still, even in the pitch black of night, 4.5 million miles in diameter, and then there's a layer of earth around that 4.5 billion miles, which is 10 times the diameter. 10 times the area of earth is a layer of water. 10 times that is a layer of fire. 10 times that air. 10 times that ether. 10 times that mind, then intelligence and false ego. So there's such a thick layer around this universe. And even though there's such a thick layer, the Brahma Jyoti, which is the emanation of the bodily effulgence Krishna, comes through all the universal coverings in the form of the sun. And even when there's no sun, when it's pitch black in midnight, still there's a drop of light. And that light is the Brahma Jyoti coming through all the millions and millions of miles of layers. And then he said that just like in the daytime, when we go out into the sun, even if we were feeling very bad, we feel, oh, so refreshed, the blue sky and the sunshine. He said, so we cannot even imagine how the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan feel when they see Krishna, whose color is the origin of the blue sky and whose effulgence is the origin of the sun. How happy they all feel. Prabhupada told us back in 1966 at 26 Second Avenue that we don't want to go to Vaikuntha. And then he pointed at one picture of Krishna sitting on the rock in his just turning Kishore age. We want to be with Krishna sitting on the rock in Goloka Vrindavan. So Maharaj also gave the definition of Pushpanjali. In that same mood of viraha, performed during the Tirubhav Mahotsava. That is, we offer flowers but we're not really offering flowers. We're really offering our heart in the form of the flower and begging Prabhupada that my heart, although now it is covered by so many layers of illusion and material desires, actually my heart is more beautiful than innumerable lotus flowers and much more fragrant. So you please take my heart and offer it at the feet of Srimati Radharani. This is the meaning of Pushpanjali, which we'll be performing soon. So excuse me for taking so much of your time. Panchakobhutrubhyastukrubhisanubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishanamkaranubhiyavachavakishan